is Cam Jordan on my podcast, Off the Edge, with your boy Cam. I'm here sitting next to what I'm going to deem as a legendary person. You know, I've had a pleasure of sitting down with a lot of people in this world. Here we are on Media Row during Super Bowl week, and I'm sitting next to Issa Rae. Issa, I love doing podcasts because you get to know whole names. You know, like, people go by, you know, what they want to be called. And here I am sitting there, I'm like, it was Joe Issa?
Joe Issa Rae Jope. Yes, that is me.
Yeah, like,
it's my government family name. Man, that. Like, that's so
funny. I'll be looking down and say, that's not what I know her as.
I go by my middle name.
Yeah,
you know?
I know you as an actress, an executive producer. You know all the accolades that have brought you fame, and as well as putting your charisma and energy out there.
I appreciate that.
Like, I see what you do. I salute you. But is this your first Super Bowl week? Tell me about that.
No, so I've been in Super Bowl a couple of times. I want to say my first one was in cold-ass Minnesota.
Man, when it was brick.
Oh, my God. It was so... But I was, like, out and active. It was kind of fun because everybody's cold. It reminds me of Sundance in that way. And that was, like, a nice little vibe.
It was snowing.
It was snowing hard.
The lines were crazy. And women still looked phenomenal. Like,
we had to. Like,
the dresses were still thigh-high.
I had a little see-through situation going. I was like, I'm sure it's Super Bowl weekend.
And it was like 25 degrees outside.
It was. But there was so much going on. It was hella fun. And then I went to the Rams game.
Okay.
Which, you know,
so,
we won.
So you're not a rookie. You're a vet to this.
I'm a little vet.
Right. Yeah, I know you're from,
like,
Cali.
Yeah, but, you know.
Yeah. But this is the most involved you've been in, you know?
For sure. We have, like, a VRA. My Prosecco has a presence here. And this has been.
You're not a Chiefs fan or a Niners fan by any means. I was
rooting for Detroit.
Oh,
I was.
Twist.
I was. I mean, you know, in the playoffs. I'm a Rams fan, but I'm rooting for the 49ers right now.
Niner gang, just for California relations.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, I've got some Bay friends. You know, I went to Berkeley up north.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, you know.
We're supposed to be enemies. I went to Stanford. Oh,
you went to the... Okay. Did not know.
Kicked off the podcast.
Yeah, did not know. Beautiful campus trash organization. Got it. Didn't know you were a furter. Like, you're like, ooh, I can't wait to see our mascot, the dancing tree.
Wow. All right. Wow. I mean, I can't even defend the tree, honestly.
The tree was a little. Yeah, that's tough.
You know, it was.
I got better dance moves than the tree.
Sure do.
Okay, cool. Cool. You know, did you really, like, I heard you last night, you were talking about, you know, drop the MVP award on your foot. Did that really happen?
No, it didn't. It was just jokes.
Caps. Okay. I was like, no. Like, low-key, the trophy is heavy.
No, I wouldn't have gone out there if I did. Like, I'm very clumsy, and I don't think I would have survived that.
Okay.
And I, you know, have my...
That's what I'm saying. You had heels on, like...
Yeah, it would have been bad.
I was like, no, like, she got the LeBron feet. Like, I know what that did to you.
Stop. I'm not commenting on LeBron's feet.
I mean, have you ever thought about, you know, your love for the game? Clearly, the shows that you helped create. Have you ever thought about an NFL-centric show? You know, take a Ballers in a, you know, on a real life.
I feel like because Ballers was on in like the same time that Insecure was. So I was like, oh, The Rock got that. But I wouldn't be mad
at
that.
From a male perspective.
It's true.
And that's from, you know, he was all professional and whatnot. Like, bring some like funny.
I love the sports world. And I would, like, if there
was a female GM, you would go crazy.
Are you casting me in this?
I mean,
are we making the show right now?
I mean, low key, I felt like I'm just trying to usher into the right direction.
Are you going to be in it?
Usher, because he's at half.
Yeah,
time.
I get it. All right. You're not gonna write the show, but
I would love an EP. Like, you know, I've got one out there, and it learned, like, that's what, like, when you do a group project and you get to put your name on it. I love that one.
Trust me, I have been on the vanity side of EP credit, and it's nice. But I've also been on the receiving side where it's like, you getting all this money and you're not doing nothing. That was me. Okay, got it.
Yeah, yeah.
Congratulations.
I would love to be on, like, the work part of that. You know,
you do. I want to know. It's fun.
I'm willing to do the work.
It's fun. I feel like if we did an NFL show, you'd be an excellent consultant, and that's really, like, that you would earn your EP credit.
That's
off
what
of
I'm
that
saying.
Alone,
like, use
know?
Me. Okay. Don't just use my name. Use my knowledge. I got some stuff up here.
I'm gonna take you up on that.
Cool.
Watch.
That was just my pitch to you.
Okay.
How close is it to, like, you know, you're talking about, you know, possibly creating a TV show? How close is it to actually creating your own studio? I've seen, you know, guys like Anthony Mackie from Louisiana start one. Like, you know.
How close am I? It comes to the land. Like, we've been ready, and it's just
because
I wanted to be in a very specific part of LA, like South LA. Yeah. It's just there's not that many opportunities. So I have to, like, get it while I can. So we're having a couple conversations and we'll see. But
I love that.
I want it. Like, that's my North Star.
I love that. Wifey from SoCal. You know, we beef. She's from Pasadena. She's from Dust Bowl.
She's from Dust Bowl.
She's from Pasadena. Okay. I make fun of her. Like, you're not really from LA.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad you're holding it down.
I'm from LA. Pasadena. So you're from Altadena and La Cañada. So let's not do that.
You're not from LA. Absolutely.
That's like people from Sacramento saying they're from the Bay. Like you.
Exactly.
Stanford saying they're from the Bay. Palo Alto.
Which I never said. Like, no, yeah, I would never claim that.
Okay, cool.
Actually, I might have said that once. And then I was quickly corrected.
You hit the collar with the. Yeah, really from the
I
Bay.
Still did
you're
that.
Not. You're not. Palo Alto's
I was still
close.
Do the dances. Nobody could tell me anything. That's all we had.
Okay. How did you get here? So, like, you know, at football, at 13 years old, my dad was like, hey, I play football. You play football now.
Word.
And I was like, sure, Dad. We're in the situation of this legacy thing. And it worked out well for me. 13
yes.
years into the NFL,
eight
Pro Bowls, to hit six Pro Bowls. I'm not saying I'm better, but like that's what a legacy is for, to pour that legacy.
You're better
than
your
go
dad.
From, yeah, like how did you go from content creator to kaboom?
Yeah, I just really wanted to do it. And the internet, thank God the internet came along because it's hard to break into this. I know like hearing your dad, like you kind of had a path. You knew what it looked like. Okay. I knew what it looked like on the television screen and in film, but it's hard to get there when you don't have anybody guiding you or to look to. So
yeah.
For me, it was just making stuff online and then eventually getting the attention of an audience.
Bomb. You see, you like my smile? This smile?
Oh my gosh.
Stop playing.
So yeah, that was the path. And that's how I'm here.
Yeah, we love that. I'm all here for everybody getting their just desserts. Give people flowers while they're here. You know?
I agree. I love flowers.
So tell me about your Prosecco.
I'm so glad you asked.
You know what I'm
saying?
We just head that way.
You got to set it. Can you say it in an Italian accent?
Boppity boppity boopity.
Oh, okay. I regret asking.
Yeah, sorry. Look, Italiano is not my... I've been to Milan and Rome. You know, like
you've been to all the places.
Yeah,
I feel like you have a little bit in you. But yes, I love Italy. I love Prosecco.
Do you?
Like, that is my drink of choice.
So Italian food's top tier for you. Let's talk. Yeah, let's talk about Via Ray. Then we can talk about the
but
Italian that is
food.
Italian
is top. Wait. I can't wait to have this conversation. But Via Ray is my Prosecco. Like I'm a big Prosecco drinker. I associate it with my best moments in life, and so I've been drinking it for so long, and people. Because of Insecure and other things that I've done, started drinking it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, if they're drinking it because of me, then I want it to be from
a part
me.
Part of it. Absolutely.
Yeah. And so I made my own and I'm so excited by it. People are really rocking with it right now.
You went through like the whole tasting of situations?
Oh my God, that was the best part. Yes.
Okay.
Went to Italy, tasted, had, this has been like a 2 to 3 year process of trying to get it. You know, get it right and to find the right partner and all those things. So I'm so satisfied that I have something where I'm like, oh, I won't get tired of this. This is my drink.
So I'd say I'm trying to be like you, but like I've got like in about 2 more years when my tequila goes in añejo, I'm gonna hit you up about it. Like,
okay, please do.
You can't join joint coming out.
Okay,
be a ray.
But what's your Italian take? I need to know your Italian food take.
Oh yeah, let's talk about this. Right in the pantheon that is a fat kid of loving food. Right,
yes.
All my life. Look forward to desserts, look forward to churros, tres leches. So clearly I'm a Mexican food lover.
Mexican food is phenomenal.
Yeah, from Arizona. So top tier for me,
absolutely
Mexican food.
No disagreements.
Right? Then soul food.
Okay.
Like I need the collard. I need the, and I'm gonna judge you by your mac and cheese. I need a ham hock or a and I like a good neck bone every now and again.
Okay.
You know? If I can get a turkey leg, I look forward to carnivals just for the turkey legs.
Okay.
You know, so second.
You lost me so quick.
At the turkey leg?
Well, yeah, I mean, the turkey leg, because you're not talking about every
cabbage?
Day. You can't eat.
I could eat cabbage every day.
But you can eat soul food and turkey legs every day. Like Mexican food, I can eat every day.
I could eat Mexican food for
soul
the rest
food,
of my life.
You could eat every day.
No, I look forward to soul food. So that's my indulgence.
Okay, that's an indulgence. So we're talking about, like, there's indulgence foods, and then there's, I could eat this every day
you
and
can eat
live.
Pasta every day?
I can eat Italian food every day because it runs the gamut.
Okay.
And I actually.
Lasagna.
Lasagna is phenomenal.
Lasagna is top tier.
I
will give you that.
Like,
but that's just it.
It's like a cake. It's a food cake.
And then you go to Italy. So you say you love Italy. You go to Italy and you're like, yeah, let me get that tagliata over here. And they barely put any bolognese on it. Like,
I
have to ask you for more sauce? And
the
they look at you funny.
The star. Yeah, like, the pasta's the star out there, which I respect. I'm like, y'all made pasta. Yeah.
Tell me how to run it. Actually, I don't like the way you run it. I'm going back to America.
Yeah, we kind of ruin everything. Yeah. Now. We do everything in excess, but I'm not mad at it.
Yeah, and I'm not taking Japanese. Like, I'm never not going to take Italian food over Japanese food.
Japanese food is phenomenal.
Sushi,
again, no disagreements.
Right.
Japanese food is number number. It's before Italian food for me.
For sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's like three. That rounds up my top three.
Okay, we're back on board.
Yeah.
You lost me at soul food and turkey leg, but Japanese food, Mexican food, what? Top tier.
Exactly. That's all I'm saying. So, you know, your connection with LA and making a point to build your brand there. Clearly, you said it was your North Star. Just because you come from somewhere doesn't mean you want to give back to that community. Why is that so important for you?
I mean, I still live there. So I see, you know, what the community needs are. I see, like, as a community member, what I want to see. And so it's just, if I have the ability to do it, it's just like, why not? And I know so many of my friends, so many of my family members are still there. So they're constant conversations about what we can do to help shape the community because we're there and it's active. So it's just kind of a why not situation more than a why do it.
Yeah, why wouldn't I do this?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I love, clearly I'm from Arizona, but I'm in New Orleans. And here we go, like, you know, like, just because I'm from Arizona means, like, I go back and I give back a little bit, but I'm in New Orleans every day, so I know the needs.
Yes.
And it's different when you know the needs
exactly.
of somebody.
Exactly.
Like, I can't wait to get home and create my carbon footprint back home in Arizona, but everyday life, my kids are from New Orleans. Like, I want to impact something where it's like a legacy build.
You have New Orleans kids?
Hey, 504 Magnolia, baby.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey.
Oh, snap. Are they going to have accents?
Oh, for sure. Hey, for sure. Hey, them little yes, they're going to be 8 years old talking about, yeah. So anyway, my daddy at you. As long as they don't sound like T.I., I'm good with it. This is my daddy house. I'm like, you got to go. Get out of here.
Ah, that's dope.
Man, you being out here in you know, clearly this week, just how has that NFL fandom sort of crossed over? Is there an intersection of, oh, girl, I love you from Insecure? Or
it has
I guess for guys, is such thing as fangirling for guys?
Fanboys for the show, but they'll put it on their girl. They'll be like, someone just yesterday was like, yo, man, I loved Insecure. I mean, you know, my girl made me watch it, but like, and I was like, you don't have to put your girl
I seen
in
the episode because the drama was real, and I was like,
But I appreciate the viewership anyway. Dudes like really got into it because of, you know, the Lawrence character, and they could relate to, I guess, a lot of the males in the show, and which I appreciate.
Yeah.
So the love has been great, but I'm really going to noodle on your NFL show or a sports world show.
That's what I'm, a little sport. Like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm not mad at it.
You could go from, you know, GM to agent, but I just felt like agent had already been done.
Agent has done. That's what Ballers was.
Right. And so I was like, if you go GM, now you really, you know, you boss, you HNIC.
When this show comes out, I just don't want you to feel any way.
I love having people.
This is crazy.
I shot my first podcast with me and my teammate Mark Ingram, and it was like us, but we didn't have this. Like,
this is
we have a built audience
too. That's just, you know, here and present.
Right. And
this is legit.
I'm smiling on another level. I'm like, I got people.
Now all you need is the drinks. Like, if we had drinks.
I'm working on it.
Okay.
You know, like, I just don't want to just come in here with the Blanco from Cam Jordan.
You need a
repo. I'm not going to do that. I'm a tequila connoisseur. Like,
are you really?
As you have a love for Prosecco, I love good tequila.
So what's the right one? Is it really Añejo?
For some.
For you.
I enjoy Añejo at times, but if I want to know like the flavor and like really go up from there, I start at Repo.
Have you been to Mexico?
Jalisco?
Come
on, I'm from Arizona.
All right.
Yeah, Nogales is all of 2 hours away. Been to Nogales so many times. Cabo, Cancun.
I need to get to Tulum.
I got a boy who's building a hotel right outside of Cabo. Whatever. I'm going to mess up that name every time, so I'm not going to go for it.
Yeah, I don't try to do pronunciation. Yeah,
I love traveling, anyway. Though. Are you huge on traveling?
I'm a big travel girl. Like, last year, I went to probably the most countries I've ever been to, and I just was like...
Favorite one?
Huh?
Favorite one.
Yo, I went to Greece, to Athens,
and
that was just like a point on the map.
We must miss each other because I was at
Athens.
I was Athens, and what's the...
Did you go to Mykonos?
Mykonos, and one of those other islands.
I haven't been to all the islands yet, but I'm going to make my way. But it was so random. The food was phenomenal. I like to go where I know the food is going to be.
Mediterranean food is.
I'm telling you.
That's another top fiver.
I'm going to say out of Europe, Italy and Mediterranean food, like they hold it down. All other European food, I'm sorry.
Don't you do this.
Ain't
no way. Pinchos?
Huh?
From Spain? Food?
No, I'm sorry. I don't really like it. You wasn't impressed.
Okay.
And I went to Portugal, and everybody was like, Portugal has the best food you ever gonna have. And I was ready. And
Israel's up there too now.
I like seafood, huh?
All right, so where was your favorite spot? Like favorite spot to visit? We're gonna take Italy out there because clearly you're an Italian lover.
I went to Mauritius. Have you been there?
Oh, baby. I don't even know that. You said it, and I was like, that's a tongue twister. Mauritius?
It's
where is that? Is that a country?
It's like, yes, it's in Africa, but it's an island, and it's absolutely gorgeous. They have the most gorgeous people. The water is amazing, and that was also a... I just wanted to fly Emirates for the first time, and I was like, where does Emirates go? Let me tell you. I was like, oh, where'd they go? Mauritius. I have never heard of this, and I went.
I'm not going to lie to you. I did Emirates on a honeymoon and use all types of points. So we was going first class technically for the free ski.
Okay.
And when I tell you, it changed my life.
I just wanted to live in the sky.
I'm supposed to be a Southwest guy. I'm like, everybody's first class on Southwest. Nah. And here I am like.
Nah, life changing.
But yeah, chef coming around. Do you have any food allergies? Don't do this to me. I'm not ready to be all catered to in the air.
I've never regretted it. Nothing has topped that experience. Yeah. You know, I've had some great experiences.
So now I need to go to Mauritius. I've only been to the motherland twice. Like I knocked off Egypt.
Oh, Egypt, I need to go.
Okay. Yeah, we'll talk about it. And then, you know, like, it was great. When I felt empowered going back, I walked around, I'm like, my brother, how are you?
Did they claim you?
Yeah, claim me, ASAP.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
ASAP, that's what I'm saying. My brother, come here. I'm over here like.
That's new. That was my surprise. That's why I was a little reticent to go to Egypt, because I was like, are they going to claim me, you know, but.
No.
I'm from, my family's from West Africa. They're from Senegal, and I've been there.
Pirates.
That is not, that's Somali.
Okay.
Somali.
So that was my bad. Okay. I was like, Senna. There was an S. Okay. Pirates.
The pirates. Immediately. Somali. Come on. I want you to go to another country.
Ghana.
I went to
Accra. You know, like, I've been called an Accra my whole life, and they were like, welcome to Accra. I was like, that sounds magical.
Yeah, when it comes up.
And the food was so good.
People
so kind.
West African food, bar none. And I love Ethiopian food. I don't know if you've had that.
For
That's
sure.
Top tier.
Oh, yeah.
Do people think you're Ethiopian?
All the time.
Oh, my gosh. I just saw this.
Yeah, you saw it.
Like, it's either
Ethiopian or Eritrean. And I'm like, I'm neither. I'm like 40% Nigerian.
Oh, you must be disappointing people. They're in there.
And I'm like,
it has to be somewhere in your lineage. It has to be.
Yeah.
Oh, did you do it?
Yeah, already.
Oh, so you are.
I'm like 40% Nigerian.
Oh, Nigerian.
There is nothing.
They gave everybody Nigeria.
Everybody.
Like, that's not.
It can't be true.
It's not. Yeah.
I'm gonna have to, like, I see Ancestry and 23andMe, and I'm like, maybe I have to go to the African Ancestry one. Like,
yeah, everybody's not Nigerian. I'm sorry, Ancestry.
Can't everybody?
I'm like, y'all gotta do better.
I mean, slavery and apartheid was real, so like, maybe.
But
it
I'm
is.
Saying that, like, they didn't do the additional research. They were like, oh, this was the port.
This was the port. They clearly came from.
Yeah.
I mean. That might be true.
No offense to Nigerians. I'm sure people want to claim you.
So, I mean, let's round this back out. You know, just thinking about things that I've done, maybe we've been similar to. I've never been on the cover of a magazine. And you,
really?
Like, yeah, not like, I've been on like a football one. But I'm taking that out of there. I went beyond that. You know,
okay.
Like, in terms of my vainness, right? I'm like, I am too handsome not to be on a, you know, it's,
I know, that's right. Claim it.
Right. Just claim it. Speaking to existence. So you've been on the Time magazine cover, and like, did that even rank on your bucket list?
What do you mean? I didn't even know that was possible for me, honestly. My
okay.
publicist hit me up. She was hyperventilating, so excited. Like, I secured this. And I was like, it just didn't register at the time, because I was just like, you have to be really, to me, you
right.
have to be important to me on Time. And we did it for like Barbie, and I was like, oh, Barbie's going to be a significant moment, and that's really, that has nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
That's like Margot and Greta's movie. So
but we love the flair that you introduced in the movie. But yeah,
thank you, appreciate that. But so then to get on a second Time cover with just me, I was like, is this like, why? You know why? So it was a huge honor, and my dad doesn't really comment on anything I do. Like, he'll occasionally tap in and be okay, good job, you're right. But Time, he was all up on my line.
That was your moment with Pops.
For sure.
You are proud of me.
Yes, exactly. you love me. Thank you.
Yeah, I feel that one.
Yeah.
There's been some cool moments in my NFL career, and like
your dad
maybe the first Pro Bowl was like the first time I like felt that he like I had done him justice.
Is
you know?
He competitive with you?
Not
like,
at all.
Not at all.
Not
okay,
at all.
Okay.
Minus making me play football, like he was so overly competitive.
Oh.
Like, yeah, I was a basketball guy. You know, like, everybody wanted to hoop. Everybody wanted all that. And, like, at 13, I was probably, like, 5'7", 195 pounds. Little fat kid.
Oh,
you know? Like, still, but hooping, like little butterball out there. Like, come on. I was getting it in. But he was like, your frame is going to change drastically. You're going to play football. I was like, nah, Dad. Hooper, dreams, me, living it now. And he's like, yeah, so anyways, here's your pads. Here's your helmet.
I know. Dad dropped them off.
And I was like, so, you know, pouted. That first, like, couple weeks, game comes around. And I'm sitting on the bench. And I've never sat on the bench a day in my life. And so I'm sitting on the bench. And I'm like, no, this got to change. And so then I turned up, and I really like enjoyed. Like, I've always wrestled. I've got an older brother. I always got beat up by him.
Did the older brother play? Did your older brother
play? He did. Okay. A little bit until he broke something in his foot, and was like, I'm out.
That's the hard thing. I'm like,
I broke something, and I embraced it. I was like, I love the pain. And that's how you know I was a sicko. So, you know, from there, football has been nothing but awesome.
That is hard to watch, honestly. Anytime I'm watching and I see y'all get injured, I'm just like, how are they going to come back from this?
Yeah, knock on wood. Like, we never pray for injuries, but I love those hits.
You're
that,
crazy.
That everyone's like, ooh, nah, that needs to be a flag. I'm like, nah. Stop being soft. This right here, this is what we're made of.
That's different. Y'all, like, are different. Y'all are literally built different. Yeah,
yeah, gotta be. Like, you gotta, and like, live this life. This past season, like, tore a syndesmosis in my ankle and something else. And they're like, Kim, you're going down. I was like, who's going down? I was like, wrap this up. Let's ride.
Cause y'all learn new body parts, you know, when you get injured. And that's crazy. Like, I've never heard of that in my life. And I don't need to.
Yeah,
like,
I didn't either until it happened.
That part of me.
Yeah, we taped it up. And I was like, it's not getting there. I was like, I'm pretty sure it's a high ankle sprain. No. But it's not, I'm feeling like it's not getting there.
I've never broken a bone in my life. Knock on wood.
Okay.
Knock on all the woods. And so, like, you bringing up me saying, dropping that trophy on my foot, I really would have been out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would have not survived that.
That's
so
fine. You could have been one of our top tier receivers or DBs. Like, they get real diva-ish.
Because they get protected.
Yeah, exactly. Like a quarterback. Yeah. Like, the quarterback rules now. Like, if you hit a quarterback, like, they like, stop the game, make sure he's okay.
I saw that.
Pat him on the back, give him some warm milk, and, like, try and read him a bedtime story.
You're bitter
about
it.
It's real cute. Yeah, okay. It's real cute. I'm like, damn, he's soft.
You know, he carries the game.
That's what they say. Yeah, that's what they say. Is there anybody you're looking forward to working with in the future?
Anybody I'm looking forward to working with?
Yeah.
Not
that I'll be waiting on my phone waiting for the call. Like, Cam, I want you to shoot this.
Now that we secured that.
Yeah.
I really want to work with Viola Davis.
Oh.
And Denzel Washington. Like, I just have to. Like, they are the pinnacle of, I think,
representation,
like,
for sure.
Yes. And just, like, not only talent generally, but of course for us Black talent, like, looking at them and all that they have accomplished and all. And Viola's fairly new, especially compared to Denzel, but has just made such
fairly
a
new in terms of fame height. She's been working forever,
but, like, Denzel has had it since, like, I've been born. Yeah.
Out of time.
And
before when
she's just getting her flowers in a major way. But yeah, I would love to just find a way to work with them.
Yeah, Violet, when she did that little warrior,
the Woman King. Whoa, damn good. Hey. And I love that she was able to play a role like that. You know what I'm saying? And, like, and it was a successful movie. Facts. And she was so phenomenal. So Facts. Yeah.
Oh, man, that's dope. I hope that happens for you.
Thank you.
I appreciate you tapping in with the pod for all that you are in the world and the intersectionality of you coming over to this football world.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much for having me.
It's backyard barbecue season, so light up the charcoal or fire up the propane and throw some burgers on the grill. Some people like cheeseburgers, others like hamburgers, and people will argue about pickles until the cows come home. But there's one thing that needs no debate: Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. It's so rich and creamy that it instantly makes any burger irresistible. You add Hellmann's, and boom, next level burgers, it's that easy. And then there's the side that every backyard burger cries out for: potato salad. Do you want to know the best secret ingredient? You've probably already guessed it: Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. There are two kinds of potato salad: deliciously irresistible, rich and creamy potato salad, and potato salad made without Hellmann's. It's up to you what you want to serve. For great recipe ideas, visit Hellmann's.com.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we push against typical societal norms. We embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. providing a space for raw, unfiltered conversations that celebrate vulnerability and allow you to tune in to share, connect, and find comfort together.
Our tears come as a way to let us release what we can't hold anymore.
I trust that no one's ever going to find out those deepest, darkest secrets. Yeah.
It's been a hard day. She walks out, and this is what she looks like.
Oh my gosh, give her an Oscar.
Listen to A Really Good Cry with me, Radhi Devlukia, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kev and I are so excited and just hype to get into this interview. We've been sort of chatting like little kids backstage because we remember when we got the call that said we were doing this interview. Mm-hmm. So we were imagining, what was it like for each of you when you got the call that said you're going to be performing in the pregame for the Super Bowl? And it's the first time for each of you. Ms. Rebell, I'll start with you.
Well, when I got the call from my manager, Justin McIntosh, he said, I got an offer for you. I said, okay, what is it? He said, no, I can't tell you until Rex gets on the phone with you. Rex Lynn is my boyfriend. And I said, well, that's very strange. And I said, okay, he's sitting right here. What is it? And he said, well, you've got an offer to sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl. And I said, well, and Rex said, she'll do it. Absolutely. Where does she have to be and what time?
That's right.
We'll be there. And I'm like, well, did you? No, you're going to do it. So he was very excited, and I got excited. But in that 2 seconds, you know, you're thinking, what am I going to wear? Mm-hmm. What is it going to entail? What do I have to do to be prepared? Right. So, no, he answered for me. And so, yeah, here I am.
I love it. What about for you, Josh?
Yes. I don't remember what I was doing or where I was, because that's just how my memory works. So I just remember in the moment, my managers had been talking to me about it for a while. And the possibility of doing it. And then we finally got the call that was like, oh my gosh, you're going to do it. And I remember a similar thing immediately in the moment. I was like, I'm nervous right now for something that doesn't happen until February. I was just like, it was November. And I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? They're like, you have months to prepare. And you'll be
and
fine.
And to be nervous.
But that's
relax, you know.
It'd have been better if they had just said, would you do it last week?
Right. And I could just go on the momentum.
So it's easier not to know than knowing?
I think.
Yeah.
The anticipation, I mean.
Yeah, the anticipation.
Oh my
But I was excited. I was very excited. Yeah.
Reba, you brought up outfits, and I was like, I don't have to worry about this. I just grab clothes.
You just grab them.
What about for you?
You have all of these sets just in your closet. You're just like, matching sets. I got it. I'm in your closet. Okay, cool.
If only. Right. Post, what about when the call came for you?
I thought it was a meme.
No.
But it absolutely wasn't. And I was like, all right, yeah, I'll do it. And yeah, I was like, Same thing. So nervous. I wish, last week. Would you have done it last week? Yeah, absolutely. I already did it. That was great. But it's, you don't even really like, now that it's actually like happening, mm-hmm. it's like, I wasn't nervous until 2 days ago.
Now it's real.
Initially I was like, you might want to double check that. They might have someone cool to do it, but I'm very honored and very excited to do it and not nervous one bit. So
good.
In terms of like, being a player, I've always been like, all right, let's get the national anthem over so I can go.
Right.
But don't do that. The older I get, like, it's changed. Now I'm like, I enjoy the theatrics of it all. I'm like, the fighter plane flies over.
Oh, yes.
The national anthem. So now I'm like locked in. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yep, this is my go time. I start that off. But like, now I'm starting to listen to them. And I'm going back and I'm listening to all these things. So listening to these national anthems, you realize that Whitney Houston is widely recognized, right?
Probably,
it's like the tops.
Most iconic.
Greatest at national anthem performance of all time. In 10 seconds, give us your two top anthem performances.
Yeah.
Top two?
Yeah, if you have two. Or even like your top one.
Okay.
My favorite ones, Whitney. I love Chris Stapleton.
Mm-hmm. He was
I love the
amazing.
Way he did. So soulful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Garth. Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, Kelly.
Lady Gaga.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Take them all.
Love that. That's so good. It's a real honor, but it's a lot of stress because of the people who have gone before you.
Yeah.
You got to make them proud.
Yeah, that's fair.
A lot of stress. Mm-hmm. We're not going to talk about it.
Yeah.
We hope that by the end of this, you guys will feel a lot less nervous.
Absolutely.
There's kind of like a therapy session. Right.
Yes, we all need it.
You see the
calm
orange?
That is, you're right. It is happy, right?
Andrew, what about for you?
I mean, Whitney, you know what I mean? That's definitely the top. I also, right, just at the Super Bowl. Got it. Yeah, definitely Whitney. Chris Stapleton too, huge fan. I think he's amazing. Beyonce was amazing. Yeah. So those are definitely my favorites, top favorites. I just got to throw it in there. I'm sorry. I also heard it was not at the Super Bowl, but Jasmine Sullivan recently did, Lift Every Voice and Sing. She is like your favorite singer's favorite singer. Mm-hmm. Like, she's amazing. So everything she does inspires me. So that's one of my favorite, regardless of the arena, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Say Whitney and Reba.
Yeah, boom.
Well played.
Well played.
Love that.
That's a different one. I heard Zach Wilde do it in Japan, and it was badass.
Wow.
Okay, like and now everyone's like Googling.
It was really, really. It's just like a little segment of the solo, but it was really, really.
That's
really
cool. Well,
so I appreciate it. Like ripping a guitar.
100%. Yeah. Yes.
It's crazy.
Something about me growing up, I feel like I'm growing up mentally as well. Like, you know,
I might appreciate this. This is good for you.
I'm proud of you.
You too, right?
I'm proud of you.
My growth is real.
Well, since we're there and we're examining things, we know how much this not weighs on you guys, but you carry it with so much pride. When you think of the audience and how they receive it, this is one of those moments where everyone's like, it's starting, right? Post, what do you want the audience to feel from your performance?
Oh, I don't know. Happy, excited, get everybody ready to go. I don't know. I kind of went with, mine's pretty stripped back. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of me singing a song.
Yeah.
So it's just a song everyone knows and a song everyone loves. And I don't know. I don't want to, like, personal, I guess, or, you know, whatever. Because we know I'm not the best singer, but I don't know.
What? Who knows that? Who said that?
What?
Thank you very much.
Sure. I'm like, what? Sir,
you're on the national platform.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying. I hear you.
I'm super nasal. It's weird.
But I guess
weird.
Heartfelt and really just because I care. So,
you know, of course.
And that's the most important thing to me.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fantastic answer. I care, you know.
Yeah.
So I think what I want people to, you know, I mean, this particular song, you know, is definitely from the archives, right, of our culture and of our ancestors. And I think it's really, you know, obviously we hear the word representation used a lot, but I think it is important, you know. And I think what I want people to feel, for me, spiritually, I want people to feel God. That's with every performance, you know. That's, you know, I want people to feel, and whatever that means for them in that moment, you know.
Right.
And I want people to feel, you know, like, obviously, I'm not unaware that there are split opinions in how people feel about me singing this song. But, you know, I would like people to kind of move those things from their heart and really just take a moment to pause and to choose love and to choose togetherness in the moment. Because you can. I think you can choose peace or you can choose turmoil or stress or anxiety. And so I think if people allow, you know, themselves to be quiet and allow the spirit to speak, allow the moment to speak, then I think we'll have a really beautiful moment of, you know, togetherness and love and those things.
Oh, I love that. What about for you, Reba? What do you want the audience to feel from your performance?
Well, there's a lot of division. There's a lot of separation. There's a lot of different opinions. But when we step up and sing these songs, let's kind of forget all that crap. Mm-hmm. Let's join together and be grateful and thankful. Thankful for all the people who have done what they have done to ensure our peace, to ensure our freedom. Let's join together on something. And when is a better time than at the Super Bowl? With three vocalists getting out there, bearing our heart and our soul, and singing our little hearts out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true.
Man, that makes a lot of sense. Reba, for you, I'm just going to keep it real, right?
Okay, dope. Lay it on me.
Growing up, I knew Reba McEntire because of the TV show, right? Uh-huh. Mom's favorite TV show growing up. Aww. Reba was always on, you know, in that time
it's
era.
Still always on.
Yeah, so growing up, it was like Fresh Prince was our show. Yeah. Reba was her mm-hmm. show. We're watching, you know, you're catching both vibes there. Spanning multiple generations, like how does that make you feel, or to have a fan base that does truly span multiple generations? Like, mom has attachment, I have attachment.
Yeah.
Kids will probably throw on a song one day and we'll just be jamming.
Yay.
How does it make you feel to have that? What does it mean to you to have a fan base that spans multiple generations?
Very grateful, very thankful, very appreciative. Somebody said, what's your fan base age? I said, 2 to 82, I guess.
There you go.
Because, you know, this is a full circle for me singing the national anthem. Mm-hmm. I got my start singing the national anthem in 1974. Mm. 50 years later, that was at the National Finals Rodeo. Here we are at the Super Bowl. Mm. And National Finals Rodeo is kind of the Super Bowl for the rodeo people.
Yeah, yeah.
And so here I am, so honored, so grateful to get to sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl. So it's been a lot of years, 50, and I am just beyond grateful.
Yeah, it's a blessing.
It's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Big deal. I'm not taking it for granted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great.
You know, post earlier, you said how it's like, it's just me singing a song.
Yes, ma'am.
Stripping it down, all of that. And then I think of Lift Every Voice and Sing and the national anthem. And I think for the two of you, it's making it your own, right? Just like Post is talking about America the Beautiful. How have you navigated that pressure of making it your own, but being true to the song that everybody loves in a moment like this? And I'll start with you, Reba.
Well, I want everybody to sing along with
it. Right.
So if I do a little, you know, everybody's going, well, because she's going to be finished here in a minute.
Not right.
We love a riff. We love a riff.
The best part is I can't do that.
I got to go right there with it. But, you know, I want everybody to sing along, enjoy it, not be taken out of the moment. Wonder why she did that. You know,
right.
Where is she going with this? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, you know, it's everybody's thinking, how long is it going to be? Is it going to be a fast one? Is it going to be slow? And I thought it'd be kind of funny. Started out real slow and they're going, oh, no. Jazz it up real fast.
Keep them on their toes.
To invoke emotions, that's what the artists do.
True.
There you go.
I guess
Andrew was started talking off. About it. Just to bring that all out, all up in the pitch.
They started off going, and everybody going, oh my gosh, it's going to be over. It's going to be under.
There's over-unders on.
I'm sure. That,
there's over-unders on mine.
I'm
and I was
sure.
Like, well, this is a quick chance to make some money. Right.
Andrew, you talked a little bit about it, just knowing the significance and the historical relevance, especially for the Black community.
This has been a lot of fun.
It is. It's different. How have you navigated really thinking about how you want to attack this performance?
Well, you know, it was a partnership, actually. So Adam Blackstone did the music for it.
Yeah,
he's so amazing, you know. And so it's so funny, actually. Him and I called him. I was like, I feel like we need to pray before we put this together. He was like, all right, cool. And I was like, so let's do it. And so I've just navigated by, you know, like, just, I think, like you said, I you know, for me, it's reflective, contemplative, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? For me, a lot of things are worship. You know, I say that a lot, sorry, mm-hmm. I'm redundant. But, and
it's a good redundant.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bears repeating.
I love Rosie.
Bears repeating.
For sure. But no, so that's kind of how I'm approaching it. You know what I mean? I'm sort of just, you know, and like she said, I want everybody to join in, mm-hmm. not just in the words, but also in the spirit of mm-hmm. the song. You know what I mean? So that's kind of just, just delivering the song in the words. You know, I don't want to do too much or too little, but I also don't want to overthink it.
You know
what I mean? Like, I want to be given to the moment, you know?
Yeah. You have to be true to yourself.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like, you know, the inspiring and uplifting is like clearly what has made you you.
Right.
You know, especially with, you know,
apparently,
the song like not Rise Up.
Oh my God. Rise Up is an iconic song now.
That's what
I'm saying. Oops, my bad.
You said Rise Up. So now it feels like it's sort of like, boom. What does performing a song like Lift Every Voice, you sort of alluded to it, but what does it like really truly mean for you as for a stage anyways?
I think for me, the first thing that comes to mind is like a genesis, right? You know what I mean? At least for this period and this time. Not a genesis for the people who came before us. Like she said, she talked about honoring the people who fought and the people who actually lost their lives and who you know, not to sing the song, to speak these words, to live their lives. You know, I think it's we shouldn't lose sight of that. You know what I mean? As we, you know, move forward into the future. But it also feels like a genesis because it's really exciting. This song has only been sung 3 times at the Super Bowl. The first time by Alicia Keys, untelevised. Mm-hmm. Second time by the amazing, both of them amazing women, Sheryl Lee Ralph last year, who is also my birthday twin. Oh. Yeah, no, it's kind of funny, but... yeah, so I think to be able to step into their shoes and to honor these women and honor the people who came before me is amazing. But it feels like a genesis in the sense that I really, truly do look forward to a future when it's less of a conversation to sing the song. Mm-hmm. It just is a normal space where all of our kids, you know what I mean? It's very much a part of their pantheon of music. And when they go to a sporting event or... you know, to an award show or whatever, it's very normal for them to hear these words and to hear these different songs that represent a multitude of people, you know, because that's what we look like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right. So true. Yeah.
Representation is key.
Yeah. Always.
It's backyard barbecue season, so light up the charcoal or fire up the propane and throw some burgers on the grill. Some people like cheeseburgers, others like hamburgers, and people will argue about pickles until the cows come home. But there's one thing that needs no debate. Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. It's so rich and creamy that it instantly makes any burger irresistible. You add Hellmann's, and boom, next level burgers, it's that easy. And then there's the side that every backyard burger cries out for, potato salad. Do you want to know the best secret ingredient? You've probably already guessed it, Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. There are two kinds of potato salad, deliciously irresistible, rich and creamy potato salad, and potato salad made without Hellmann's. It's up to you what you want to serve. For great recipe ideas, visit Hellmann's.com.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we push against typical societal norms. We embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful, providing a space for raw, unfiltered conversations that celebrate vulnerability and allow you to tune in, to share, connect, and find comfort together.
Our tears come as a way to let us release what we can't hold anymore.
And I trust that no one's ever going to find out those deepest, darkest secrets.
Yeah. It's been a hard day. She walks out, and this is what she looks like.
Oh my gosh, give her an Oscar!
Listen to A Really Good Cry with me, Radhi Devlukia, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What I love about the Super Bowl on this stage is that it is a celebration, of course, of the two teams that are on the field, but also a celebration of where culture and music and sports all come together. I mean, no better representation than Post right now in his Dallas Cowboys jacket and boots.
Stop playing.
Off camera, it was you and Post riffing off each other. Because you had some questions for Post about his fandom, too.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to know, like, you know, there's so many things, like, you're a Cowboys guy.
Mm-hmm. Through and through.
Through and through. You know, but like, I know Travis Kelce, and we've talked about it after Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, man, and Post Malone, you know, he got me and Pat tatted on him.
Wait, is that your Travis voice? Yeah, amazing. Yeah. It's so good. Spot on.
And so I was like, couldn't let it slide. We were working out in Florida, whatever it is. I'm like, nope. Run that back.
Right.
So like, you guys were playing what, beer pong or something like that?
We were playing beer pong. I want this to be known. They're fine players on the beer pong table.
Sure.
Great guys.
Right.
Great guys.
Yeah.
Fine players. I did notice a couple elbow indiscretions.
Uh-huh.
But I am my word. I don't know how he got there, but the tattoo artist was there. He was there sitting in the corner.
Coincidence. How convenient. How convenient.
And so I was like, if y'all beat me, I will get this tattoo. The Cowboys one is bigger.
Okay. Wait, can we see it?
Cowboys is where?
Cowboys is here.
On the heart?
Shoulder. Well, no. Yeah, I have two hearts. Double hearts.
There we go. Cute. And that one?
And then where's
it's right here.
Nice. Can we see it?
Yeah, sure.
Nice and tiny. Nice and Todd Burke.
I might mess up the sound.
Yeah.
Hold up.
We'll get a shot of him.
That's
all right.
I'm shooting like Duke.
He's into it.
Don't take forever.
You take your time.
Well, I just want them to like let me in. We'll do it later.
We'll do it later. We'll do it later. But we know it's there.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Amazing.
Yeah. So, again, this is my follow-up question that I have to, because, again, Dallas Cowboys, I knew about the story with Travis and Pat. And then, you know, you got my guy, Todd Graves, and
in
the partner shot with Raising Cane's.
Yeah, man. So we have a whole
partnership with Raising Cane's. And then I have one follow-up for that. Anyways, I'm going to rally you to where you need to be.
Sure.
But, yeah, tell me about your partnership with Raising Cane's.
Ever since, I eat like I'm 12.
Same.
So yeah. I love Chickie Tendies.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally.
Yeah.
I had Cane's playing. One time I was playing football. I played when I was a kid. And my mom said, let's try this new spot. And it was Cane's. And I'll have everybody know, I was the first guy ever. Not ever. I was the first guy ever. First guy that I knew. And I started putting everybody on Cane's because everybody would go get Chick-fil-A before the game and all that stuff. And I was like, try this spot.
Yeah.
And so that's when it started. And then I met Todd at a festival.
Shout out.
And we're like, let's do, he's the best.
Great dude.
Almost cussed. And we just said, let's do something cool. So we built one. I live in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
So we built one there and then we built one in Dallas. And you drive through a big Cowboy star. And it,
by the way, the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders were there at the open. Absolutely. It was like a big,
It was awesome.
Right. Which, we're going to talk about this. Which Cowboys, you have a phenomenal situation with Raising Cane's, but we know where Raising Cane's originated, right?
So here we go.
Came from LSU, which is in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, right? Todd Graves. So I'm just thinking you have a huge affection for chicken strips,
okay.
Like we all do.
Naturally.
Chicken tenders.
But it starts in Louisiana, it seems like, which... Yeah. I feel like a natural progression would be, maybe we dish that blue and silver for
me.
That means just
me.
No, not possible. It. Off the table.
Okay.
No,
I watch.
Okay.
I watch. I mean, my brother's a Saints fan.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
So
okay, we'll take that.
Take it. Right.
Yeah, we'll take
it.
Yeah, my soul. Yeah, that's it. We'll just end it there. That's
like gold. So, look, I just want a little bit.
You
of
should love hear love. Him cuss from his room.
Thank you all so much. Absolutely. For sitting down with us. This has been awesome. We can't wait to watch you hit the stage. It's going to be phenomenal. I already have chills. It's going to be great.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Can we get some chicken strips now? Please.
Now we're talking about it.
That's what it is. Low-key lunchtime. So,
yeah, it is.
Love it.
It's time for liquid bread.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you. Burgers are best fresh from the grill. Well, more specifically, burgers with Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. It's so rich and creamy that it instantly makes any burger irresistible. And what backyard barbecue is complete without some potato salad? Not just any potato salad, of course. Potato salad highlights the rich, creamy goodness of Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. So if you want to take your barbecue season to the next level, stock up on Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. For great recipe ideas, visit Hellmann's.com.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.